When you make decisions for your company, you look for the no-brainers. And if you have a lot of mailing to do, Stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. It streamlines your processes to make your business more efficient, which makes you less busy. Mail checks, invoices, legal documents, and everything you need to keep your business running with Stamps.com. Seamlessly connect with every major marketplace and shopping cart. Schedule package pickups and see your cheapest and fastest shipping options from different carriers. With rates up to 89% off USPS and UPS rates. And with the Stamps.com mobile app, you can take care of mailing and shipping wherever you are. Make the same no-brainer decision as over 1 million other businesses with Stamps.com. Sign up with code PROGRAM for a 4-week trial, plus free postage and a free digital scale. No long-term commitments or contracts. That's stamps.com. Code program.
Coffee Break German, Season 2, Episode 21. Hallo und herzlich willkommen zurück zu Coffee Break German. Ich bin Marc.
Und ich bin Andrea.
Und wie geht's dir, Andrea?
Mir geht's wunderbar. Und dir, Marc?
Ja, mir geht's auch wunderbar. We're back with the third unit of our second season of Coffee Break German. So lessons 21 to 30. And last time we did a bit of a review of all the things that we'd covered in lessons 11 to 20, which was challenging, but fruitful, I believe.
Yeah, I think so. It was very good, no?
Yeah, I think it gave us an opportunity to see just how much grammar and how much vocabulary we've been learning in this season. Now, today we're going to be taking this a little further. We recently looked at wollen and können in the preteritum, but today we're taking that further.
Yes, we've got two more verbs, so let's get on with things.
Los geht's!
Okay, so Marc, in lesson 19, we looked at the past and we talked about the past with some modal verbs, wollen and können.
Yep.
Do you remember how to conjugate these in the preteritum?
Okay, so just to be clear, we're talking, although we're talking about the past, we're specifically talking about the preteritum tense, because also we could really talk about the perfect tense. But this time we're focusing on the preteritum.
Yes, because modal verbs are always in the preteritum.
Exactly. So you mentioned wollen and können. So let's see if I can quickly conjugate them. So wollen, ich wollte, du wolltest, er, sie, es wollte, wir wollten, ihr wolltet, sie wollten.
Sehr gut, super.
Okay.
Und können?
Ich konnte. Du konntest, er, sie, es konnte, wir konnten, ihr konntet, sie konnten.
Genau, sehr gut. Without the Umlaut.
Yes.
Yes.
I started saying ich könnte, but that means something different.
Yes, that is a conditional.
Okay.
We're not quite there yet.
Not quite there. So ich könnte, like I could, but in a kind of conditional sense.
Yes.
Let's not go into that just now. Let's focus on the preteritum. And perhaps you could give us a couple of examples of the preteritum.
Of course, I have a sentence for you.
Mm-hmm.
Als ich 13 war, wollte ich Ingenieurin werden. Aber ich konnte besser Französisch und Englisch als rechnen.
Okay, so I think you're saying when I was 13, wollte ich, I wanted to be an engineer, to become an engineer.
Yes.
Wollte ich what was the word for engineer?
Ingenieurin.
Ingenieurin werden, to become. But then you said, aber ich konnte besser Französisch und Englisch, but I could better French and English als rechnen. Is that something about to count?
Yes, calculating,
because
counting,
the Rechnung is the bill in a restaurant.
Yes.
So are you saying that you were better at French and English than you were at maths?
Yes, exactly.
Okay. I took a little while to get that there. So the whole sentence again?
Als ich 13 war, wollte ich Ingenieurin werden. Aber ich konnte besser Französisch und Englisch als rechnen.
Okay, so als is then.
Yes.
So als ich, Ah, there's two als
in
here, of course.
There you go, yes.
So we've got als meaning when in the past. We've looked at that before. Als ich 13 war, wollte ich Ingenieurin werden, aber ich konnte besser Französisch und Englisch als rechnen.
Yes.
Could you have said, ich konnte besser Französisch und Englisch als Mathematik?
Yeah.
Another way of saying that. Okay, good. Let's try your second example.
Als ich ein Kind war, wollte ich viel Freizeit haben, aber ich musste Hausaufgaben machen.
Okay, I think I understand this one, but I think you used a new verb in here.
Yes.
Okay, so let's hear it again.
Als ich ein Kind war, wollte ich viel Freizeit haben.
I wanted to have lots of free time.
Aber ich musste Hausaufgaben machen.
I'm going to guess that that means, but I had to do my homework. I had to do homework.
Yes, indeed. So we have musste,
yep.
Which is the preteritum of...
Müssen?
Yes,
okay.
Very good.
So in the present of müssen, it's ich muss.
Ja, ich muss.
Du musst.
Er, sie, es muss. Wir müssen. Ihr müsst. Sie müssen.
Right. So the umlaut comes in the plural forms there.
Genau.
Ich muss, du musst, er, sie, es muss. Wir müssen, ihr müsst, sie müssen.
Genau.
Okay. But now we're going to look at this in the preteritum. So we're not talking about what I have to do, but what I had to do.
Genau.
Okay.
So we already saw the I müssen in the preteritum. Ich musste.
Ich musste.
Du musstest, er, sie, es musste, wir mussten, ihr musstet, sie mussten.
Okay, so ich musste, du musstest, er, sie, es musste, wir mussten, ihr musstet, sie mussten.
Genau.
Okay, it makes sense from the pattern's point of view, definitely. I guess it's the key is trying to identify that muster, the T in there is what's making it into the past.
Yes. Yes. I think it's a good time now to remind our listeners of the negation of müssen.
Mm-hmm.
Nicht müssen is not mustn't. Yeah, it's don't have to.
Right, okay, so because nicht, this is really important.
Yes,
yeah.
Nicht müssen doesn't mean that you're not allowed to.
Yeah.
It just means that you're not obliged to.
Okay, and that's really, really crucial because in English, as soon as you say you must not do something, it is that complete obligation not to do that particular thing.
Yes, but not in German.
In German, it's just you don't have to do it.
Exactly.
Right. So perhaps an example would be useful here.
Yes. Du musst nicht kochen heute Abend. Wir gehen ins Restaurant.
Let's give our listeners some time to think about this. One more time.
Du musst nicht kochen heute Abend. Wir gehen ins Restaurant.
So here you're not saying you must not cook tonight. You're saying you don't have to cook tonight because we're going to a restaurant.
Yes,
okay.
But if you are desperate to cook, you can cook and then freeze it. That's fine.
Okay. So du musst nicht kochen heute Abend. You don't have to. You don't need to cook tonight. Okay. Perhaps another example?
Yes. Obviously, this also works with kein or keine.
Okay.
Du musst kein Geschenk an die Party bringen.
Okay. So there you're saying, du musst kein Geschenk an die Party bringen. You don't have to bring a present to the party.
Yes, but obviously if you want to,
you can.
You won't be punished or anything.
So how would we say, you must not, you're not allowed? Would that be dürfen?
Yes, so we use the negation of dürfen.
So dürfen is to be allowed to do something, to may do something.
Yes, exactly. So to be allowed or not to be allowed.
So you're not allowed to cook tonight.
Yes, du darfst nicht kochen heute Abend.
Okay, and you must not You're not allowed to bring a party, a present to the party.
Du darfst kein Geschenk an die Party bringen.
Okay. My next question is linked to dürfen. And because we've been talking about the preteritum, what is the preteritum of dürfen?
Yes, so the preteritum of dürfen follows a similar pattern as all the other modal verbs. Mm-hmm. Ich durfte, du durftest, er, sie, es durfte, wir durften, ihr durftet, sie durften.
Okay, so once again, we're kind of losing an umlaut sound in there.
Yes.
Ich durfte, du durftest, er, sie, es durfte, wir durften, ihr durftet, and sie durften. But similar patterns to all the other ones that we've seen.
Yes.
Okay. That all makes sense.
So I can give you a nice example.
Okay.
Als ich ein Kind war, durfte ich nicht so viel fernsehen.
Okay, so when I was a child, I wasn't allowed to watch too much television?
Yeah, just not much.
Not much,
yeah.
Okay. I wasn't allowed to watch much television.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Right, so we've learned now four modal verbs in the preteritum. We've looked at wollen, können, müssen, and dürfen. And in particular, looking at können, müssen, and dürfen, where there are umlauts, we know that now, when we're using the preteritum, we lose those umlauts. And the other thing I think that is important here that we've already mentioned is that these verbs are used to describe things in the past, but they don't use the perfect. We don't use the perfect with these verbs. Is that correct?
Yes, there is a perfect. So if we were absolutely adamant to use the perfect in these mm-hmm. verbs, we could, but it's just no one does it.
Okay. And just so that our listeners and so that I can recognize that if I ever come across it, presumably all we need to know is the past participle of each of these verbs, and then we can add it to the auxiliary.
Yes.
So how would we say, I have wanted?
Ich habe gewollt.
Gewollt. Okay, ich habe gewollt. I have been able to?
Ich habe gekonnt.
Gekonnt. Okay.
I've had an obligation to.
Yeah.
Ich habe gemusst.
Ich habe gemusst. And I have been allowed to.
Ich habe gedurft.
Now, I have to tell our listeners something here. Andrea was making some strange faces as she was saying, ich habe gedurft. Is that because it's just something that's so unusual for you to say?
I don't think I have said these words ever before.
So there is an indication how rare you would come across these words.
Yes.
And are they used all around the German-speaking world?
Well, it's funny. I'm Swiss, mm-hmm. and in my dialect, we don't have a preteritum.
Okay.
And we would use also the modal verbs in the perfect, but obviously it's dialect, so it's not gedurft, gemusst, etc.
It's a different form.
It's a variation of these words.
Just for me, really, can you say, als ich Kind war, durfte ich nicht so viel fernsehen in your dialect?
Als ich ein Kind gsi bin, han ich nicht dürfen so viel Fernsehen schauen.
Wow, okay. I guess that Coffee Break Swiss German is a little bit further down the line, yeah?
Well, I think our listeners like a challenge, so I'm
indeed
up for it.
Good stuff. Okay, we're going to take a short break and we'll be back very soon. How would we say bis später in Swiss German?
Bis später.
Bis später.
Here at Coffee Break German, we want to help you turn your downtime into do time. Brauchst du mehr Übung? Join us on Facebook 3 times a week and put your German to work with our language challenges and cultural insights. As they say, practice makes perfect. Oder auf Deutsch, Übung macht den Meister. Head over to facebook.com/coffeebreakgerman. Wir sehen uns hoffentlich bald.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Okay, you are listening to Coffee Break German, and we are talking about the preteritum of modal verbs today. And I think it's time to do some practice. So, Andrea, can you help us with some practice of these interesting verbs, preferably in Hochdeutsch rather than
Natürlich.
Swiss German, please?
Natürlich. Yes, I have a few questions for you.
Okay.
So we'll start with the first question. Mark, konntest du mit 17 schon Auto fahren? Oder musstest du den Bus nehmen?
Okay, let me hear that question again.
Konntest du mit 17 schon Auto fahren oder musstest du den Bus nehmen?
Also, mit 17 konnte ich schon Auto fahren.
Oh, wow. Hattest du einen Führerschein?
Did I have a driving license?
Ja.
Okay, ja, ich hatte
einen
Führerschein?
Ja, genau.
Okay, also konntest du mit 17 schon Auto fahren in der Schweiz?
Nein, in der Schweiz macht man den Führerschein mit 18.
Ach so, okay. So, just to explain what's going on here, you asked me, could you with 17 already drive a car? So were you already able to drive at 17? Or did you have to take the bus? Musstest du den Bus nehmen? So I have confirmed that at 17 I was allowed to, well, I took my driving test. But in Switzerland, that's not the case. You need to be 18.
Yes.
Okay. Also, nächste Frage.
Gut. Durfte man früher im Krankenhaus rauchen?
Früher is our word there of time, earlier. And so in the past, I guess, durfte man früher im Krankenhaus rauchen? Das weiß ich nicht. Ich glaube, dass man früher im Krankenhaus rauchen durfte. Aber ich weiß nicht.
Sehr gut, super.
Was my word order correct there?
Perfect.
Okay. Can I double check something? I said, ich glaube, dass, I believe that, man früher im Krankenhaus rauchen durfte, that one earlier in the hospital smoke was allowed.
Yeah.
If I had not put in a das, what would the word order have been?
It would have been incorrect.
Okay, so I can't say ich glaube, comma.
Yeah, you can. You can, we speak like this,
right.
But I wouldn't write it like
all right.
This.
Okay, so the das is correct. It's better to use the das. And ich glaube, dass man früher im Krankenhaus rauchen durfte.
Genau.
Oder ich glaube nicht, dass man früher im Krankenhaus rauchen durfte.
Ja, oder ich glaube, dass man früher im Krankenhaus nicht rauchen durfte.
Okay. Right, let's go on to our third question.
Konnten Hunde in der Vergangenheit ins Restaurant?
In der Vergangenheit is the time that's gone past?
In the past.
In the past, okay. So you've said, konnten Hunde in der Vergangenheit ins Restaurant? Ja, in der Vergangenheit konnten Hunde ins Restaurant.
Gut, super.
So in the past, dogs were allowed in restaurants?
Yes.
Okay. Have we got another one?
Yes, about your childhood.
All right.
Musstest du im Haushalt helfen, als du ein Kind warst?
Haushalt, I don't know what it means, but I'm guessing it's something to do with housework.
Yes, im Haushalt helfen means that you help with household chores.
Okay. So the question again was?
Musstest du im Haushalt helfen, als du ein Kind warst?
Also ja, als ich ein Kind war, musste ich ein bisschen im Haushalt helfen.
Gut, sehr gut.
So Haushalt is one word.
Yes.
Im Haushalt helfen. So ist das Haushalt.
Der Haushalt.
Der Haushalt. So im Haushalt helfen. Did I have to help with household chores?
Genau.
Ein bisschen, ja.
Super.
Okay, I think we should just finish off our lesson with some translations because that always really tests me and the listeners to see that we've understood what we've been looking at today.
Genau. So I have the first translation for you. In the 70s, drivers didn't have to wear a seatbelt.
Wow, that's quite a tricky one. Some vocabulary there that I'm not 100% sure about. In the 70s, drivers didn't have to wear a seatbelt. Okay, let's think about it. Okay, you will need to help me first of all with seatbelt. I think it's Sicherheit something.
Ja, Sicherheitsgurt.
Gurt.
Ja.
G-U-R-D?
T.
T. Gurt. Okay, and then would drivers be just Fahrer?
Ja, or Autofahrer.
Oh yeah, that
if you want to be
sense.
Specific.
Yeah, okay. Okay, I'm going to try this. In the 70s, in den 70ern?
Ja.
Fahrer didn't have to, so it wasn't obligatory, so we're going to use mussten nicht. Ein Sicherheitsgurt
tragen?
Tragen, yeah, to wear.
Okay, I perfectly understand what you're saying.
Okay.
But
it was wrong.
Not wrong. We can tweak it a bit.
Let's tweak it then, okay.
So, in den 70ern,
yeah.
That was good. And that's our adverb in the first position.
So, of course, the next thing that comes has to be the verb.
Genau.
So, durften. We said mussten.
Mussten.
Mussten. Autofahrer kein Sicherheitsgurt tragen.
Genau, so you've corrected yourself there.
Because
so it's nicht ein
yes,
but it's kein.
I should have noticed that. So in den 70ern mussten Autofahrer keinen Sicherheitsgurt tragen.
Sehr gut, super.
Okay. Can you make number two a little easier, please?
Oh yeah, I think so. When I was a child, we were allowed to ski without a helmet.
Okay, you're really testing me in the vocabulary here. A helmet.
Der Helm.
Der Helm. What's a Schild?
Ein Schild?
Ein Schild.
Is either a sign on the street.
Yeah.
Or it could also be something a knight uses.
A shield.
To protect himself.
Okay. I'm thinking of Schildkröte.
Yes, the Schildkröte has obviously a shield.
Okay.
To protect its back.
But it's not a helmet.
No.
I was hoping it was a helmet.
It's der Helm.
Der Helm, okay. So when I was a child, we were allowed to ski without a helmet. Let's think about this. Okay, word order might be a little bit wonky here. Als ich Kind war.
Als ich ein Kind war.
Okay, als ich ein Kind war, durften wir ohne Helm Skifahren?
Sehr gut, super.
So the ohne Helm has to come before the Skifahren.
Yes, because it's the Verbklammer.
Of course, right. So als ich ein Kind war, durften wir ohne Helm Skifahren.
Genau.
Okay, Nummer drei bitte.
20 years ago, in Zurich, bars had to close at midnight. This was called Polizeistunde.
You're really testing us here, Andrea, with these. So, 20 years ago, in Zurich, bars had to close at midnight. This was called Polizeistunde. I'm going to have a go at this. I'm not sure, but we'll give our listeners and me some time to think. Okay. 20 years ago, would that be seit 20 Jahren?
Vor 20 Jahren.
Vor, seit would be since.
Seit, yeah, so then so it's still happening. Going on.
Okay, so vor 20 Jahren in Zürich, die Bars,
ja.
Okay, mussten am Mitternacht zumachen.
Um Mitternacht.
Um Mitternacht zumachen oder
ja,
schließen.
Schließen.
This was called Polizeistunde. We're going to use heißen.
Yeah.
But do we do this in the perfect tense?
Yeah.
Das hat Polizeistunde geheißt?
Geheißen.
Okay, almost right. Let's hear the whole thing from you.
Okay, so I just changed the word order a little bit.
Okay.
Ja. Vor 20 Jahren in Zürich mussten Bars um Mitternacht schließen. Das hat Polizeistunde geheißen.
Okay, so. Vor 20 Jahren in Zürich mussten Bars um Mitternacht schließen. Das hat Polizeistunde geheißen.
Genau, super.
Okay, right. One final one before we finish.
Swiss children never had to wear a uniform to school.
Okay, what's a uniform?
Uniform.
Uniform. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Die Uniform.
So, Swiss children never had to wear a uniform to school. Okay, again, I'm just going to go for this. Schweizer Kinder. Schweizer Kinder mussten nie eine Uniform in der Schule oder zur Schule tragen.
Genau. Schweizer Kinder mussten nie eine Uniform zur Schule tragen.
Was in der Schule wrong?
No, it's not wrong. Just not an accurate translation of this sentence.
Okay, so Schweizer Kinder mussten nie eine Uniform zur Schule tragen.
Genau, sehr gut.
Okay, I think those have possibly been the most difficult translations we've done yet on Coffee Break German.
But so. I know you love a challenge, Mark.
Absolutely. Okay, we'll leave it there. Okay, of course, we should remind you that this episode, along with the 20 previous episodes, is available as part of our premium version of the course, allowing you to access the video versions of each lesson, lesson notes, and of course, the bonus audio, where we're doing more translations. And we're just about to record that one, so I'm a little bit nervous as to what Andrea's come up with for the translations here. You can find out all about the premium version of Coffee Break German if you head over to coffeebreakgermanplus.com.
And don't forget, you can join us on Facebook and practice your German 3 times a week with our regular posts. Just search for Coffee Break German on Facebook.
And we are also, of course, on Twitter at Learn German. That's it for this week. We will be back again soon with more Coffee Break German for you. Until then, vielen Dank und bis zum nächsten Mal.
Bis bald.
You have been listening to a production of the Coffee Break Academy for the Radiolingua Network. Copyright 2017 Radiolingua Limited. Recording copyright 2017 Radiolingua Limited. All rights reserved.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince? They exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.